A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
I think this is my 37th time over here since 1992. And to me, the European fans just, you know, have always seen more, I'll say, like, I don't want to diss the American fans, but America in general, the United States, is a lot more fickle. Like, something to be really popular for a while because it's cool to like it or whatever, and then it drops. Nobody hears about it anymore. But over in Europe, it seems like if people like a band, and the band continues to put out good music, continues to perform at 100% level every concert they play, people seem to stick with the band forever. You know, as long as the band is around, they support the band. And in America, it's not like that. You get your diehard fans, but America's so huge, you know, that, you know, it's kind of like stuff will be big for a year and then it's gone. You know, it's just different. You know, all in all, although we, you know, our American fans are great, and we have, you know, tons of great, loyal American fans, but in Europe, it just seems like they stick with you more. Live in New Orleans. Our bass player Jeff is originally from Connecticut. He was living in Florida when he joined. He's the new guy. But I've been knowing Tommy, our drummer, since 1986. And he's from New Orleans. Matt's from New Orleans, our guitar player. And I've been jamming with Tommy now 10 years and Matt about 7 or 8 years. And Jeff's the new guy, but he's great. So, but Jeff moved. He came down to try out the band and really never left. It was like, we struck it off as friends and all, not just as a musician, you know, as musicians and wanting to get him in band, but we struck it off with him as being friends so quickly that he just moved in with Matt, and then he went home to Florida for like a day or two, got the rest of his stuff, and came back, and he never, you know, so he really never left. He came down, he drove from Florida to New Orleans, and never left.
Oh! back here. Thank you so much. Let's fucking hear it.
Thank you.
as a kid, I would just into whatever I heard on the radio, you know. And of course, I like rock and roll, and kept liking the more I'd hear heavier stuff, or, you know, I'd like it more. I mean, my first real thing that got me was Kiss when I was about 10 or 11 in the mid-70s, 1975, 1976. Kiss became my whole life, and I decided then and there I want to be a musician. I want to be in a band. I want to play guitar, you know. And so that got me sparked at an early age. And then it just, you know, kind of went from Kiss to just Van Halen, and then the whole world opened up with the new wave of British heavy metal. And I started getting into a lot of that and a lot of, you know, hardcore stuff as well, like the East Coast hardcore scene from the States, except the German bands, one of my favorite bands. I listen to all styles of music, but really, new wave of British heavy metal was the big influence, along with stuff later, you know, it was heavier, more, like I said, more hardcore, more thrash bands, things like this. And then bands like the Melvins and Carnivore and early, the first Type O Negative record, things like that were kind of St. Vitus, Trouble, you know, of course, Black Sabbath. Those are the bands that kind of built the foundation for what I wanted to do with Crowbar. I wanted to do what they did, but make it, Melvins as well, but, you know, make it heavier. And then the whole tuning low thing was kind of a, not a joke, it was just, you know, I started listening, hearing a few bands like Melvins and Carnivore that would seem to be really tuned low, and I'm like, I like that, it sounds so much heavier. So really, what, you know, I've been tuning to B standard and drop A tuning since like 1987. I wanted you to be able to distinguish that what I did is, there's nothing else like it, you know. Whether it's good or bad to some people, like I say, or some people love it, they think it's the greatest thing, some people think it's shit, whatever, you know, but at least it's original.
liquid sky in cold blackness. Thank you for this new rebirth. In good night when they should be. Broken souls been set free. Through you, I've been refined. took the sky away, glowing and burning. You live another day. You seduce me and dangle with my mind. Now I control you. I'm leaving on the air. Through our darkness, the knowledge of gain will carry me. Building the mountain again and again. Watch the movies. When I heard the lie, I lived the misery. Now I'm accepting the man that I can be. Face the magic that only brings you down. Sooner or later, we all get in and drown. Through all the darkness, the knowledge of gain will carry me. I'm building a mountain again and again. Alone in this fight, I believe in myself. You carry me. Building a mountain again and again.
Riff comes first, and by the riff I mean one that is a winner, a money riff. You know, it's like, okay, this, we're gonna be able to build a song around this. And then I get together with Matt and we work on stuff, ideas, and really the songs come together. Sometimes I'll write a whole song or whatever. Me and him will put one together, and then we'll go to rehearsal the next night and go, this is how it goes, you know. Sometimes we work together doing it, piecing it together, but I'm usually, lyrics always come last. And I'm the arranger and oversee, you know, everything with all the songs. But it's a pretty simple process, really. It's not, you know, it's like with any band. Maybe not the first record or even second record, but starting around Tom Hill's Nothing, you know, everything was pretty much just whatever my emotions are, whatever I'm feeling. I write down pretty quickly and then just fine-tune it. Like, if I'm going to sing a song, say we have all the music done for the record, and there's no lyrics, I get an idea, a thought, I just write it down, go to the studio, and I kind of fine-tune it as I'm going along through the song. I'll change a few words here and that work better. So it's a real spontaneous thing. It's mainly just whatever my emotions are at that moment, get written down and turn into a song. You know, if you have great riffs and you can write great songs, then you have a great band, and that's what we like to think that we are. So
my world cannot be broken. Cause when I wanna crawl back from the dead, I am the living proof that you've been right what is wrong in your head. The weak can always overcome, but only if they burn with desire. Crawl into the man and crash. that would only fuel what burns in my mind. I am the living proof that a soul can burn a thousand times. Accept what God has given you. Can you find the answer on a round? Rise from the ashes and be heard with a deafening sound. Walk with knowledge wisely.
Something used to be. Thank you so much!